Thank you so much, and congratulations for making it to the end. Before we begin, we'd like to acknowledge that today we gather on the stolen Budja of the Wadjuk Noongar people. We celebrate the survival of Aboriginal people and their culture following the impact of European invasion and support their right to determine their own future. We acknowledge and pay respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging, and to all Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders, and also any South Sea Islanders in the room this afternoon. I'd like to particularly acknowledge any sister girls and brother boys and any other trans and gender diverse Aboriginal people who are here. Caitlin and I live and spend most of our time on Gadigal country in the Eora Nation, and I acknowledge those lands, people and ancestors as well. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. So this is what we're going to talk about. Welcome to ACON's Blueprint to Improve the Health and Wellbeing of the Trans and Gender Diverse Community in New South Wales. So in 2000 and... Oh, I'm doing the wrong thing. I apologise. In 2017, ACON identified the need to develop a trans and gender diverse community health strategy that sought to better understand, articulate and make recommendations to improve the health outcomes of the TGD community in New South Wales. We ended up with a blueprint, and I'd like to share its story with you, and then Caitlin will add some really important context and additional information. First presentation, by the way. But first of all, what is a blueprint? A blueprint is a technical plan that outlines the multiple parts needed to design a final outcome, recognising the need for action across really the entirety of the health system, the legal system, the community and the social settings. We engaged the trans and gender diverse community as key stakeholders to understand the community's priorities. And we engaged over 1,000 people in the process. One of ACON's values is courage. And one way we show courage is by recognising the need to be honest in overcoming challenges. Another of ACON's values is excellence. And we recognise our potential for improvements and the role that we can and should play in seeking to improve our community's health. So the blueprint provides an important acknowledgement and program of work for ACON across advocacy and policy in health promotion and education and in providing direct health services. The blueprint outlines changes to ACON's existing approaches to working with trans and gender diverse people, as well as proposing new work for ACON. The blueprint further aims to provide a comprehensive and coordinated action plan for governments, healthcare providers, organisations and services on improving the health and wellbeing of trans and gender diverse people. We know that compared to the general population, there are significant disparities in the health outcomes of trans and gender diverse people in many areas, such as mental health, suicidality, self-harm, substance use, domestic violence and exclusion, and across sexual health. And we know trans and gender diverse people face barriers when accessing effective and appropriate healthcare. And the development of the blueprint was a very clear directive from ACON's board, of which I'm very proud. From the outset, the development of the blueprint was very much informed by peer-led and peer-driven responses, engagement and consultation. It was truly fundamental to the development of this strategy that members of the community outlined the issues that were important to them. Through the process of developing this blueprint, it shifted from being a community health strategy to being framed more so as a blueprint in order to place greater emphasis on the broader health sector and legal implications that needed to happen and continue to need to happen, and to really kind of situate ACON as one of a number of stakeholders responsible for this work. And this change in the strategy reflects the prioritisation from the community of these more broader reforms beyond the scope of improvements within ACON's own programs and services. So it's intended that it would signal to particularly New South Wales Health and other agencies that the document is not just an ACON internal strategy sitting lovingly and politely on a bookcase, but also guidance on what a range of other stakeholders should be doing for this community. So 28 priority areas were identified through a literature review and a rapid assessment of ACON's work. We then took these priority issues that ranged from employment to substance use to cancer screening to gender-affirming healthcare back to the community, and then came back with a whole set of really key and important priorities on how to move forward. The action points identified in the blueprint articulate a forward-looking agenda. The expert input and direction from community members, along with health providers and parents and carers and allies obtained through this process, combined what we believe to be best practice evidence and ensuring that the community was leading it from the process, from the start, including through a transgender diverse advisory group, engagement in community consultation meetings, and key stakeholder interviews. So this is what we ended up with. 6 main thematically identified priorities. Clear and easy pathways to accessing gender-affirming care. Affordable and available gender-affirming healthcare. An inclusive and knowledgeable New South Wales health sector. Official government IDs and records that reflect trans people's gender through simple administrative processes. Workplaces, education settings, and other environments that are inclusive and respectful to the needs of trans and gender diverse people. And finally, a vibrant, resourced, trans and gender diverse community advocating for its own needs and priorities. And I'd like to hand over to Caitlin.
So as has been mentioned, this is my first time speaking and giving a presentation. And if I'm totally honest, what was making me most anxious was actually whether or not I was going to be taller than this podium. So as far as I'm considered, this is already like a red hot success. So what we're looking at is a detailed timeline of the process we embarked on. From the very early beginning in March 2017, where the board identified that this is an area we need to do more work in, right through to its launch in April 2019 this year. So as you can see, quite a lot happened to reach this final outcome. In the first phase, Communities of Change Consultancy worked with ACON staff and the ACON TGD Advisory Group to establish the expected outcomes and parameters of the strategy development process. When the project first began, there was a lot of wariness concerning what we were here to do and what could actually be accomplished. However, by the end of it, the group became very cohesive. To help this process, in the beginning, we did a lot of work around managing those expectations around what ACON could accomplish and the realistic timelines to which they could be delivered by. Right from the start, TGD community members have been central in the conceptualization, design, and implementation of this process. For most community members who participated in the consultation, this was the first time they were being asked about their health and well-being. It was the first time being asked what are the issues they face and what should be done to address them. The input from more than 450 people from every region of the state reflects the most comprehensive picture to date of the needs and priorities of the TGD community in New South Wales. The second phase involved a literature review and rapid assessment of ACON services and programs, which led to the development of a discussion paper that outlined a range of possible priority action areas for the blueprint. The advisory group reviewed these priority action areas and, following a survey of the group, a list of 28 priority issue areas were developed to take to community consultation. Based on the principles outlined previously, a consultation process was designed and implemented that enabled the trans and gender diverse community in New South Wales, as well as parents, families, friends, healthcare providers, allies, all to provide input. The consultation process involved three parts. An online survey that received more than 450 responses. 6 face-to-face community consultation meetings attended by more than 150 community members across the state. We ran these in Sydney, Lismore, Newcastle, Wollongong, Wagga Wagga, and Liverpool. 23 stakeholder interviews with TGD community leaders, GPs, endocrinologists, sexual health physicians, New South Wales health officials, and human rights lawyers. The key themes that emerged from the consultation process included: there is an urgent need for more services within the New South Wales health system to support the health and well-being of TGD people, and also the importance of community infrastructure and political support in addressing TGD community health needs. So what have we accomplished? The blueprint is now available on the ACON website and implementation is already underway. It was launched at Parliament House earlier this year, and among the audience were a range of members of Parliament, members of the Legislative Council, New South Wales health officials. We had the Commissioner from the Mental Health Commission of New South Wales, NGOs, community groups, HARP units, and of course TGD community members. It was a remarkable moment to have this document, which is a landmark of its kind, launched in Parliament House. It was significant to have TGD people on stage speaking about the health and well-being of the community to an audience of members of Parliament, policymakers, and service providers, the very people who have the power and influence to create and implement the changes we need to see. The panel of TGD leaders and advocates spoke to the critical need for improvements in health outcomes for this community, and also to the importance of the document, not only for ACON, but for New South Wales more broadly. ACON since have employed a manager of trans and gender diverse health equity. Not sure if you know him. We have the fabulous and fierce Mr. Teddy Cook, who is leading our journey in implementing the actions of the blueprint and keeping us on track to meet those priority areas. Teddy has already embarked on some incredible work. We now have on our website a list of gender-affirming doctors, and we also have Trans Test, which is a sexual health clinic that's just opened up in King's Cross, where we have trans peers working in conjunction with nurses and doctors. I encourage people to contact Teddy if wanting to learn more about this fabulous work that he's doing. This brings us to a close, so I would just like to say thank you to Asham, and thank you all for listening.